The emerging national dialogue on how to respond to incidents like Friday's shooting in Connecticut is focusing primarily on the gun control issue and what to do about keeping guns out of the hands of mentally troubled people. But groups concerned about what they feel is an American culture of violence are also speaking out, saying that something needs to be done about the marketing of violent games and imagery to children. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with Susan Lynn, director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, who says that under deregulation, government protections for children have fallen by the wayside.
Even before what happened in Connecticut, we live in a culture that celebrates violence and that teaches children to celebrate not just violence, but also meanness and bullying, which, you know, are precursors or can be precursors to violence. We pass our values on to children through the stories we tell them and the toys that we give them. And many of the toys and many of the stories, which now take the form of, you know, video games, movies, television programs, that are marketed to young children are just terribly violent.
The president last night gave some very moving comments and indicated that he did want to take some action, and everyone kind of assumes that he's talking about gun laws, strengthening gun control legislation and that sort of thing. But moving forward, what do you think needs to happen in terms of a national dialogue, a national focus on just the violence in our culture?
We live in a violent culture, and the fact that we live in a culture that celebrates violence is harming children. What research tells us is that the more that children are exposed to media violence, the more inured they are to it, the less sympathy they have for victims, and the more inclined they are to aggressive behavior. It's untrue to say that media violence has no impact on children. It does have an impact on children. And children learn behaviors and values from what they see around them. And you know, given that children 8 to 18 are consuming about more than 7 hours a day of screen media, much of which is a celebration of violence, what the culture that surrounds children today teaches them to be violent and also teaches them to be bullies and to enjoy bullying and to enjoy humiliation and that kind of thing. I mean, if you watch, you know, aside from the video games, you know, which are horribly violent, if you watch any reality television show, you know, which are, you know, popular with kids, they're all about bullying and humiliation.
In terms of the work that your organization has been doing for some years, what would you like to see, separate and aside from any association with what happened in Connecticut?
One thing that we really need to do is to stop marketing violent PG movies to preschoolers. And that's just absolutely routine. I mean, just about every violent, you know, blockbuster that comes out that's rated PG-13 has toys that are marketed to preschoolers. And so the message, you know, like with Transformers and Batman and Spider-Man, Star Wars, the message that parents get is that, well, if there are toys for children, then the movie must be for children as well, even though the movie is in fact rated PG-13. So that's one thing. I mean, we need to stop the movie industry from allowing these films to be marketed to young children. That's one thing. You know, another thing is that we need to stop marketing violent cartoons to kids as well. You know, if you go to the Cartoon Network, I mean, most of what you see, especially that's aimed for boys, is violence. And what research shows is that kids don't really necessarily differentiate between cartoon violence and live-action violence. You know, we really need to recognize that children learn behaviors and values from what's around them and what's around kids today. A lot of what's around kids today is commercially constructed media that promotes and glorifies violent behavior.
Do you feel at all that there's anyone among our policymakers who is looking at this, who is even talking about this?
The problem is that we live today in a culture of deregulation. For instance, the Federal Trade Commission every few years, ever since Columbine, has been coming out with reports on media violence, but they stop short of doing anything about it. I mean, there isn't a regulatory agency that is either able or willing to tell the movie industry that they cannot market violent films to preschool children.
Is this something that they should be doing and they're just not living up to their obligation, or is this a question of policy leadership from the White House?
In 1978, the Federal Trade Commission announced that it was going to ban advertising and marketing to children under the age of 8 on television. And this doesn't have to do with violence, but they were also going to ban marketing junk food to children under the age of 12. I mean, that was in 1980, long before the obesity epidemic, you know. But what happened is that there was so much pressure on Congress, corporate pressure from the food industry and the toy industry and the media industry and the marketing industry and the sugar industry, that Congress actually severely crippled the FTC's ability to regulate marketing to kids. In the case of the movie industry, it's not entirely clear to me whether they're unwilling or unable, but their ability to regulate marketing to kids has certainly been severely hindered since 1980.
So is this something you'd like to see looked at now that the president has said that they want to examine this, and it sounds like he's saying they wants to come up with some ideas on how to deal with this?
We absolutely need to give the Federal Trade Commission back the authority to regulate marketing to kids. If we did that, that would certainly help in limiting marketing violence to children.
Susan Lin is director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.